Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Post Game Show. Hey, we got a full house here at Acme Oyster House. Come on by and visit. Got great food and drink specials and holiday season coming around. So if you need catering, give them a call here. They do catering if it's for game day, if it's for holidays, special occasions. Give them a call here at Acme and they can take care of it. Let's go out to our talk and text line. Covers the SEC, but a huge LSU fan, but she's living in Aggie country. So, Tracy Coley. So, Tracy, I'm going to have Luke put his finger by the mute button. How the hell did South Carolina lose that game to the Aggies?
Beamer ball. That's all I've got to say. It was awful. That second half was brutal.
Yeah, no question about it. And to see that big lead, you were like, how? There's no way they can come back from this.
That's always a way. Always a way. That's why you can't let the pedal off the gas. You got to keep going.
Man, listen, and I give them a lot of credit. And I don't know that they could have done this under Jimbo Fisher for sure. Mike Elko has put some toughness to them. And I give Elko a lot of credit with that. And that's why they're trying to secure him with a new six-year extension to the contract. Tracy, it's never easy. It's always a little bit hard, no matter what in life. But LSU pulls out the victory today. I think the one thing, or a couple things to take off of it. One, you saw what a mobile quarterback can do for your football team.
Yep.
And when you needed it, Michael Van Buren makes that big play late in the game.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I just to give some perspective here, I think any quarterback would struggle behind LSU's O-line this year. So it's really not fitter than us, even though he hasn't played his best. That's obvious. But having the ability to escape and gain yardage, especially on that last drive, they put together a 5-minute drive and ran every play to close it out. That's what LSU's been missing. And so it was good to see, and especially Frank get his first win. So, but to have him use his legs to get a 20-plus yard gain and run out the clock was great to see.
The other thing, too, is Herb and I talked about this in the pregame, was turn Harold Perkins loose. Okay, we're not splitting the atom here. He's not going to be great in coverage, but he did get an interception today.
He did.
I do give him that, but he's in short coverage. We ain't having him cover.
He don't need to be in no coverage.
Get the guy with the football.
Yes.
And we saw almost like sick'em ball with Harold Perkins. It had some remnants of what we saw with him as a true freshman when he took over that Arkansas game a couple years ago.
Yep.
And he was a difference maker today.
Yeah, his stat line was really great. It was great to see that again because that was missing for a couple of games. So he really took over that leadership role. He had 2.5 tackles for loss, a sack, two solo tackles, and he had the interception. So great stat line. It actually, his defensive prowess actually kept LSU in the game. I mean, the way he went after Green on that way was true tiger going after a hog, you know, getting him on that sack, huge plays by him today. It was great to see.
Tracy, you know, we've been talking about this all season long. Where is this LSU rushing attack?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Give me some perspective on what you think the Russian attack looked like today when you include a Michael Van Buren into that.
Well, it makes the defense think, you know, is the quarterback going to take the ball? So instead of just the running backs, they have to think about the quarterback too. I think the first half was really great. They had that long run by Barry. You know, Weston Davis had his struggles again, but I think overall, you know, they were averaging 4.2 yards a carry, over 155 yards, much more balanced attack. And I think that helped Van Buren, even though he was a little off on some of his passes, I think that helped the team, and it helped extend drives as well.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, I don't like settling for these field goals instead of touchdowns.
No, me neither.
And that drive me up the wall to see that. But that I don't think it's going to get better. I mean, you got a couple more. You got two games and now bowl game that you'll play. But that's not going to get too much better with it. The one crazy play in this game, and I know he was just making a play as it was called, but there ain't no way in the world I get near the end zone if I'm Arkansas and I'm throwing the football at Mansoor Delane. I'm not doing it. That was a bad throw.
Insane.
Okay, and then he threw it inside. He gave Delane the lane to actually catch the ball.
The ball, too, right.
And I'm like, okay, throw it to somebody else's side of the field. And I get Herb made a great point. Bobby Petrino is like, stick you the middle finger and say, you know what? I don't care how good he is. Nope. I'm going to beat him. And he found out. Hey,
how good he was.
Yeah, you put your hand in the piranha water one too many times, you're going to get bit or taken away.
That's right. So we need to tell Bobby he's not running motorcycles anymore. So, you know, it's crazy. Why are you throwing at four? I don't get it. It blows my mind why anybody goes on that side. And especially in that situation, that really would have set LSU back. That was a huge turnover at that point in the game. So I don't know. I think that's why Bobby's not going to be a head coach after this year. And, you know, he went over. And so he had a chance to try to prove to maybe the Arkansas brass that he could possibly come back, as slim a chance as it was. But there's zero chance because of his coaching style.
Yeah, I think the guy they're going to get, he ain't too far away. I think they go get the Memphis coach. I think that's the guy that they're going to get. He's had great success at Memphis.
Wait, who's that? Oh, yeah, yeah, the coach at Memphis.
I think that's the guy that they're going to really go after to try to get in. Now, you got to build a really good staff, because it's difficult to recruit. yes. in Arkansas. You don't have enough
no.
players there. But where are you situated where you can go a little bit kind of south
in Louisiana
in
and
west
in the Texas
a little bit south into Louisiana south and east in Mississippi they got a lot of ball players there, and when you at Memphis, man, you know where everybody's at.
That's right.
Because you know, they're some of
Beale
that
Street.
Is difficult
on Beale Street,
because I do know this, Tennessee, they got to go outside the state for players.
Yep.
So you know damn well Memphis has got to do the exact same thing with that. So it's a crazy deal. I'm going to get your thoughts on what you think tonight. Texas-Georgia.
I do like Georgia at home. I do think Arch is playing better, and that's good to see. His footwork's improved. So his leverage when he's throwing the ball, he's not throwing as many off balls as he was previously in the season. But I like Georgia at home. I think Texas is going to move the ball on Georgia's defense. But I think Georgia at home, Kirby will motivate his guys and get them ready to go. I think Sark, interesting, is that Sark gave his guys a lot of time off over this bye week. They really only had a couple light practices. So we're going to see if that has an effect and if Kirby really got his dogs going. But it's going to be really hard for them to win between the hedges at Georgia tonight.
Tracy, you've got businesses that you run, and you do things a certain way, a certain time, every day. I think sometimes when you take people out of pattern, it's not good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this stuff about light practices and giving them off and all, that's all great and fine, but you got them out of routine.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we all, you are, I am, Herbie is, everybody listening is, we are routines what we do
that's right.
all the time. And I see coaches say, well, you know, I gave them this off. Okay. And that's fantastic to do. It's fantastic to do. But it gets you out of the routine. And I think sometimes that doesn't work real well.
Right.
No, well, we saw this with LSU, even though they played Bama and that game was extremely sloppy. And to be quite honest, LSU's mistakes really cost them. They may not have won the game, but it would have been a lot closer, really cost them against Bama. But what Frank Wilson wanted was to get to back to hard-hitting practices. And the guys love Frank. And so I'm really going to be watching for that tonight in the game to see what it does to Texas. And the mentality that they have coming out with such light practices ahead. I mean, this is their season. They could still win one of if they beat either Georgia or A&M. I think they'll be the first three-loss team in the playoff. But there's a possibility if they lose this, they could lose both and they're out. So to me, this is their playoff. And I just think that's a little odd that a coach would go in and go with light practices ahead of a game this huge.
One of the funny things at Manning Passing Academy, I'm sitting down with Archie Manning, and you would figure, almost like, you know, he looked into that crystal ball and says, you know what, that will be a 9-win team that gets into the 12. Now, he said, that's going to be routine when it's 16.
Right.
But he said, I think there'll be a 9-win team eventually get, as it's in the 12, and all of a sudden get hot, almost like a wild card team
in
the pros, and they could potentially win it all. And you think that's not that far-fetched.
It's not.
Ohio State lost two games last year.
That's right.
And they win it all. So what you talked about, a 9-win team and brand, come on, a committee can't say, I'm not putting certain teams in because they don't have brand.
Well,
no, they put them in because they do.
Look at last year, South Carolina was left out because of brand. I mean, if you think about it, it's a brand thing. If it were LSU, Texas, Georgia, Alabama that had a 9-3, those guys are going to get in over other teams just because of brand.
Tracy, last question for you. I'll ask you your thoughts on the head coaching search. I sort of think it is concentrated on one guy. And I think a couple teams are waiting. Ole Miss, Florida, LSU, all waiting for Lane Kiffin to make a decision. And then we move on. Okay. But you got to have to tell us pretty quick so to speak. And I think it won't be because of money. Because I think Ole Miss can match any money LSU or Florida can throw at them.
Yeah.
I really think they can. But now he's got even NFL people after him. So now, man, you're like the good-looking gal. I mean, everybody's after
him
now. And you never know with Lane, so to speak. He's kind of wired a little bit differently. But your thought on the head coaching search at LSU?
Yeah, I think we texted about this. I think LSU needs to be careful. That is the guy that they want. That's the guy everybody wants. And I do think it will be between LSU or the NFL or staying at Ole Miss. But there is a different dynamic that LSU brings that Ole Miss can't. And I think he has to look at that. You know, just the school overall. These days it is a little bit easier to get into the playoff. And if you get into the playoff, of course you have a chance. But that championship caliber team, I mean, Ole Miss under his tutelage just hit 10 wins for the first time ever. So to me, but LSU has won 3 national championships in 21 years. So to me, there's one that sticks out and it isn't Florida. I don't think he would go to Florida. I think it would be between NFL, Ole Miss or LSU, but LSU needs to have about 5 people on their list and make sure they do their due diligence. And the other thing we talked about on text, they have to retain people like Frank Wilson, Corey. And I told you this in text, even bring in Tyron Matthew. It's kind of like Matthew McConaughey's culture ambassador at Texas. Bring him in to epitomize the toughness and bring that dog mentality back to LSU. You have to have Louisiana guys to keep Louisiana guys. And this day in the NIL era, it's more important than ever because other schools can pick them off because of money. So to me, Vern has to do a really good job of keeping the Louisiana guys in Louisiana.
I think that is something started to happen under Coach O.
Yep, it
that
did.
Were, that yes, were sir. People leaving the state to go somewhere else. It happened with him. But now it has escalated
yep.
more and more now in the Brian Kelly era that people were leaving the state to go to another school. And that has to stop. And you know what? You got to build that levee like Saban did when he came in and said, okay, yeah, you might get one or two. Because somebody, you might have some people that decide, you know what? I want to get away from home. Maybe the money's better somewhere else. I'm going to go somewhere else.
And I think LSU right now is at an all-time low with Louisiana players. I think they only have 35 or 36 scholarship players.
That's a small number.
That's tiny.
But we have seen this kind of progression, Tracy, of toward the end with Coach O, and certainly has hit with Brian Kelly, of a lot of the top players saying, you know what, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I think it had to do with the culture, with Brian Kelly. And for me, as an LSU fan, you have to have your former players involved. Look at the photo that they had invited so many of the former players back as soon as Kelly was fired. It's essential. That's what makes LSU different. It is truly essential to the culture of this team and bringing back that dog mentality, the winning mentality, and not to be pushed around. And, you know, it's really hard to watch defense and get pushed around.
And it's so funny, over the last 10 years, there have been more out-of-state players drafted from LSU outside the state than in-state guys. No, that shouldn't happen at LSU. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Always do a super job, and I know we'll be talking soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Good to be back.
All right. All righty.
Thank you.
Tracy Coley always does a great job covering the LSU Tigers and living in the Midlands over there, man, she sure hear from a lot of Aggie fans. So God bless you, Tracy, to survive with the way Texas A&M has played so far this year. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger post-game special right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.